Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. One of the first thank those joining us here on the radio side through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Chris Brown of the group One Less Reason is making his first appearance on the program this afternoon to talk to us not only about the group's love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it with all of you. He also is going to be introducing a new single here on our program. Definitely want you guys to stay tuned for that. Chris, congratulations on the success so far, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Cyrus. Good to be here.
Well, glad to have you on with us. We're going to be talking about, of course, you know, how our listeners can stay in contact with you guys and all the things you have coming up. But when you kind of take the time, I know you guys have been busy, but when you take the time to kind of reflect on, you know, how it's been for you guys to, you know, not only to find the success with your music, but also to do something that you love, what has it been like for you, Chris, to be able to produce the music that you want to produce and also see how people respond to it?
Well, I mean, a lot of it was through trial and error. We did the whole major label thing. We did the whole label thing twice, actually, before we realized that that definitely wasn't for us. You know, because they have so much say so in the songs you sing and the way you sing them and how you portray it and what you say and what you don't say, which has never been kind of what we've been about. It's always been about, you know, playing music that we love to play and saying what we wanted to say in those songs without watering it down has always been our, you know, our main focus, because, you know, we don't really write songs about partying and this and that. All of our songs usually have to do with, you know, part of my life, where I was, where I've been, where I'm going. And so, you know, it's awesome to be able to put out that kind of music. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. The fans are the people who allow us to do that, because they're the ones who helped us pay our bills and support our families. And, you know, at the end of the day, if the fans fire you, there's really no, you know, they're the only ones that really can fire you, not record labels, not management, not anybody like that, you know?
Right, right. You know, that's a really good point, Chris. You know, I think a lot of people, and I'm so glad you said that, because I think a lot of people, especially artists that I've talked to that are or independent artists, their dream is to get that deal. They think that is really, you know, the big prize. It sounds like what you're saying, and I'll have you talk a bit about it, that really what the prize is doing what you feel passionate about. Would you say that's true for you guys?
Absolutely. And to be able to do what you're passionate about and make a living at it, it's even more so. You know, more so of a blessing for us, because, you know, record labels, I've only found record labels really be good for two things: giving you bad advice and stealing all your money. I mean, that's really the only two things that it's a great big lie. It's a great big, you know, lie with a bow around it. They, you know, all they do, you got some guy who sits at a desk who has no idea about music, who can't even play an instrument, trying to tell you where you're going wrong with the songs you're writing and how you're playing. And it just never really went well with me. I mean, I always had a hard time dealing with these people because I was so outspoken about it. You know, I mean, how can you tell me how I write songs wrong or how I'm writing this or that song wrong when you can't even play an instrument, let alone write songs, you know? So, I mean, it was really just an amazing feeling whenever we got away from Universal, and then you know, we were allowed to, through the radio campaign that Universal, you know, did for us, we were allowed to have a career. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, without Universal, my career would have been a whole lot harder to get where I'm at, because, you know, they did go out there and put our song on radio and push it to a bunch of different places, and it kind of had almost like a built-in fan base.
Right.
You know, and a lot of new bands don't get, they don't get to start with a built-in fan base, you know? So we were really lucky on that end.
Well, you know what, and I think that is, you know, you talk about that fan base. You know, you guys have, and I was realizing this as I was prepping for this segment yesterday, you guys have fans that really, I think, appreciate you. And I think it really goes back to what we're talking about here, Chris, and that is, I think what they appreciate is the truthfulness that seems to come through the music. And what I mean by that is that this is really what you guys are doing is actually what you believe in. Talk to us about that. Have you always known that if you do remain loyal to yourself, loyal to, you know, what it is that you guys individually stand for, that you would still be able to make it? Did you always know that, or was that just a part of the process of learning that?
I mean, it was really a part of defining what success is to you. You know what I mean? People can define success in different areas. And what you know, I was looking at, I've not been successful in music and blah, blah, blah. You know, because at the time, I hadn't done this and that with a major label. But then when I got to really looking at it, you know, Bob Dylan said, you know, you're a success as long as you do what you love from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. You know, and no one tells you what to do anything else. So successful to me kind of changed, especially from going from being a really young guy of 19 years old to where I'm at now. You know, it really kind of changed avenues. You know, being a rock star or this or that really does not do anything for me in any way whatsoever. But playing songs that I love and being able to be honest, you know, about, you know, where I'm coming from in my songs and say anything that I want to and play any style of music that I want to, whether if I do a slow song like Uneasy or a really heavy song like Million Miles or whatever, I'm free to do whatever I want to and make a living at it and support my family doing it, you know? I mean, how much more lucky am I than these guys that, you know, I know a lot of guys that are on major labels that have sold 500,000 records that don't even own a car, you know?
Wow.
That to me is not success, okay? So, you know, so you're out there playing in front of, you know, 1,000 people a night, but, you know, you have no money and no car, no way of paying your bills at home. You have no place to go home to when you get home, you know? I mean, which takes it back to it just being a lie. The whole major label thing is a big lie. You know, they go out there and they sell 500,000 of your records, which is $5 million, and they pay you $20,000 of it, and they keep moving forward, you know? And that's how they've always made their living. And you know, they make a great living doing it. You know, but we're lucky that through I guess failure with the record labels, because we never could really mesh with them very well, we found that we kind of had our own success in just doing whatever it is we do, and we don't deviate from that. We don't, you know, if our fans want to hear a One Less Reason record, we make a One Less Reason record. We don't try to go, okay,
right,
well, we're too cool for school, so we're gonna, you know, we're gonna make a hip hop record this time. We don't do that. We stick to what we do, and we try to do it to the best of our abilities.
You know what? I'm gonna come back to that too, Chris, because I think that's a really good point in there. I think for anyone who's involved in whatever their passion is, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Chris Brown is my guest. He, of course, is of One Less Reason. We're talking to him not only about the group, but also about, he just made a really good point about how we define success in whatever we do, and we were talking about with him defining it in music. So have you always felt musically inclined, Chris? Have you always felt as though music was going to be a part of your life?
I remember being 7 or 8 years old, and my granddad had cut me a guitar out of plywood, and being in my bedroom acting like I was playing the song, like Frampton Comes Alive and, you know, Doctrine and all these metal bands from the 80s, you know. I mean, it was always just so ingrained in me. There was just no plan B for me. There was nothing else. That was it, you know. That was my holy grail, I guess. There was nowhere else for me to go because that was so in my blood that it just, you know, there was nothing else for me. I really had tunnel vision towards one thing and one thing only.
Yeah.
But
you know, and I think that though helps out though, because it then makes you more serious and devoted to to that one thing. So, you know, here we are. I was on your website yesterday. Of course, the new project is a Blueprint for Rising. Talk to us about this project and how you've been able to see not only a continuation of doing what you love, but also the growth in the group as well.
Well, this record was a little bit different because it didn't really sound like anything that we had done. I mean, it still sounds like One Less Reason, but it was actually a little bit heavier, you know, on the heavy songs and a little bit lighter on the light songs, you know, but it still had what we do written all over it, you know, and it was nice because, I mean, like the song Uneasy, it's almost a country song, but a record label would have been like, no, you can't do that, you know, and it was awesome to be able to put out any song that I wanted, you know, that was
yeah.
the best part about it, but without having somebody looking over your shoulder and trying to dictate your every move, it was nice to be able to just put out a record that it didn't matter. I could do anything that I felt. I didn't have to adhere to any kind of rules or any kind of, you know, and then also recording it in my own studio and producing it myself, it was exactly what I heard in my head instead of, you know, another producer's interpretation of what I heard in my head.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I think that there can't be anything better than that. The single that we're going to be listening to here is All Beauty Fades. Talk to us a little bit about the single.
All Beauty Fades. All Beauty Fades was a song that I wrote. It's been about 2 years ago that I wrote that song. And I was coming into the point of I was going to be a dad for the first time. And the song just pretty much just talks about, you know, no matter what happens, you know, all beauty fades, everything changes, but you'll always be mine. No matter how old we get, no matter how, you know, how many times things change over the next, you know, however long I'm here for the, you know, for the rest of my life. And then on, you know, that she would always be my child. You know, she would always be my daughter. And that's what the song pretty much talked about. You know, the second verse, you know, it just really talks about me seeing her for the first time in the delivery room, you know, it says, I just died in that doorway. Your first breath is where I begin. You're when the devil took his words out of my mouth and God touched my skin, you know, and that just really kind of defined where I was in my life, you know. I wanted to be a good person just because I had someone to be a good person for now, instead of trying to be a good person to, you know, adhere to society's rules or what somebody thinks I should be, you know.
Right, right, well. You know, I think that there's very few things that can change your life. I can imagine being a parent is one of those things. So that's a powerful message. Chris, since we have you here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Awesome. This is All Beauty Fades off of our newest record, A Blueprint for Rising.
There was something I needed to tell you before your world came crashing down. You won't be lost out here forever. No matter how long the road, I'll always follow. I know I was gone a long time. There were things I needed to do, like finding my missing pieces. I know that it sounds cliche, but I made it proof, yeah. Please forgive me for
lies I've not got through yet. Cause I just died in that doorway. Your breath is where I'll begin. You're when the devil took his words out of my mouth. And God touched my skin. And all beauty fades. And everything changed. You know that nothing's gonna last forever. And the love that you hold, you'll never let go. They'll never convince you that this wasn't real. When you heard that they died, and you couldn't cry. It's sure as hell was there from lack of trying. And all beauty fades. And everything changed. But you'll always be mine. You know you'll always be mine. And every time that I close my eyes, I see you running through that door to me. And where would I be if you hadn't?
Not only about the group's success, but also what it's been like for him to share all that he has with all of you. Chris, we have not talked about, you know, one of the things that has definitely changed since you guys first came on the scene, and that is the way that you guys are able to communicate with your fans. You know, of course, your fans are able to get your music. The internet has definitely changed things a lot. What has it been like for you to kind of get that instant response to new music and also to the sound of One Less Reason?
Well, it's awesome because, you know, we get to go straight to the people with it. You know, there's no buffer anymore. It used to be, you know, you would go and record your songs, you would get, you know, your master back, and then you'd have to go and, you know, print off CDs and then, you know, mail them out and blah, 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 blah. And now you can, you know, you upload it somewhere and post it on your Facebook or, you know, whatever it is, whatever social media you're all about. And within, you know, seconds, you have an opinion, you know, and you know whether you're on or off, you know, because
right.
the people, they won't lie to you just to make you feel good, you know. They will they'll always be brutally honest about it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing for a band is, you know, if you don't know your market and what people want, then how can you give them a product, that they're looking for. You know, so
that's true.
It's always been great for us because we get to go straight to them with it.
Right, right. And, you know, and I think they definitely appreciate that as well. So, you know, as you're looking for, you know, I know you guys have been busy. What should our listeners be looking forward to from One Less Reason for the rest of this year, heading into the summer?
Going into the summer, we're actually hosting our first festival in Dyersburg, Tennessee, of all places. We've always wanted to do our own festival. It's called the Tri-State Music Festival. So we'll be hoping that it's like 10 bands over one day, you know, and just, you know, trying to make it a big deal. And, you know, we're going to go out and do some shows through the summer. And then sometime around, you know, the end of the year, beginning of 2014, I will release the other six songs that go with the first six of A Blueprint for Writhing. So A Blueprint for Writhing really isn't just an EP. It's just kind of the first chapter of a two-chapter book.
Wow.
So,
wow. You know, I like the way you said that, because I think even as you were telling us about, you know, All Beauty Fades, you know, it definitely, one thing I've noticed about the music, it definitely tells a story. And I think that is the thing, you know, yeah, to look at it as a, you know, as a musical book for the world. So again, everyone, Chris Brown, One Less Reason, has been our guest here. Chris, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and find out more information about the festival and other upcoming events.
We are at onelessreasonmusic.com and, of course, Facebook/onelessreason. And then I think we have a Twitter account, too. I'm not really sure, man. You know, when it comes to tweeting or Twittering, whatever it's called, I'm not too up to par on that one. But, you know, we are all over the place. If you put the words One Less Reason in, there'll be, you know, a search engine. Yeah,
right.
Tons of
it's at official OLR page is where you guys are on Twitter. We actually tagged you guys here. But look, I totally understand. You have enough on your plate. But our listeners can definitely find you there. Chris, man, it was really a pleasure speaking with you. Congratulations on the success of the group, and look forward to find out more information about the festival. We'll definitely be in contact with you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Again, everyone, Chris Brown, One Less Reason, again, was our guest. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both pages. Just go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can go and listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social buttons there. We want to thank Chris Brown again for coming on the show. Always a pleasure. I love music, so it's always great to be able to share a great story. A lot of great tips he shared here as well, so hope you guys stay tuned with that. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast for the primetime edition of Conversations Live. We're tackling a very important topic. That's one of bullying. We're doing that during our primetime show, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Have a great one.